ധ്യായാമോന്തവളാവഗുണ്ടനവതീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ടികീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീ മദസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം നിത്യം നിരന്തരാനന്ദം ചിദ്ഘനം ബ്രഹ്മ നിർഭയം ശ്രുത്യാ തർക്കാനുഭൂതിഭ്യാം അഹമസ്മി അദ്വയം സദാ. So we finally come to the last shloka, to the end of Advaita Makaranda. So the end shloka is generally considered end of the last shloka of the works. Generally talks about either Phalashruti or about the work in itself. Or as in Dakshinamurti Ashtakam, the ninth shloka, Shankara gives a way or what to do with these. So that sort of way. So here Lakshmidhara in this last shloka talks about what should be done with respect to the 26 shlokas that we have learnt in Advaita Makaranda, and which is valid for not just this work, which is valid for Vedanta in itself. So what does a person has to do in Vedanta? So this work is written by whom? Lakshmidhara Kavehe Sukti Sharadambhoja Sambrataha Advaita Makarandoyam Vidvad Bhringair Nipiyatam. So this is a work written by Lakshmidhara. Because Lakshmidhara was his Purvashrama name, he took up sannyasam, and he was also I think the brother-in-law or brother of Vidyaranya. Or brother-in-law, somewhere related, or his sister's sister's brother or something like, or not sisters, somehow related. There is, I forgot the relation, but he's related. So Lakshmidhara Kavehe, Lakshmidhara Kavi, the Kavi called Lakshmidhara. So Kavi has two meanings. So one is Kavi is poet. So Lakshmidhara has written few of poetic works. So that may be the reason why he uses Kavi here. And the second meaning of Kavi is what Shankara gives in the Ishavasya Upanishad Bhashyam. So Kavi means Kranta Darshi, one who knows the future. So a person who knows the future means a person who is a Jnani. So Kavi is a person who has far-sightedness, or a person who has Jnana Chakshuhu. So such a Kavi, Lakshmidhara, such a Kavi of Lakshmidhara has written this work. What is this work? I am. Advaita Makarandaha I am. This work of Advaita Makaranda, this work called Advaita Makaranda, which is, what is Advaita Makaranda, the work? Sukti Sharadambhoja Sambrataha. It is a sukti. So sukti means good words. So this words, or this work has words, or statements we can say. Sambrataha means composed of. So statements which are like Sharadambhoja, Sharadambhojam. So Sharadkalam, autumn. Sharadkala Ambhojam. Ambhojam means Ambujanyam. Ambu means water. Ambhojam means that which is born, that born out of water, which means lotus. So autumn lotus. So the lotus, these words, Lakshmidhara's words are like autumn lotuses. And what does that lotus have? The lotus has, so that is why from this shloka we can know that he is a Kavi. He sings similes or analogies and all. So these autumn lotuses, these words are autumn lotuses which have the makarandam. Makarandam means essence or juice. So the juice or essence of these lotuses will always have honey in them. So the honey in these words are advaitam, advaita makarandam. So advaitam, it is advaitam. The essence of the honey of all of these is advaitam. And this honey, so the honey in these words have to be drunk. Nipiyatam has to be drunk by vidvadbringaihi, by the bees of scholars, bees of learners. Vidvad can mean learners or scholars, people who have learnt a little bit. So people who are a little learned but who want to do lot of anusandhanam or didhyasanam. So such people, nipiyatam, they should drink it again and again, punaha punaha, again and again. So we know of the shloka, or the sutra from Brahma Sutra, avritti asakrat upadeshat. So avritti asakrat, again and again, upadesha, that is how instructions are done. So again and again, scholars, the bees of other scholars, like the bees of scholars, should drink the essence of advaita from the statements, from the lotus of the statements that have come out of Lakshmidhara Kavi. And that's a very beautiful shloka. So here also, like, one thing that is very important to understand is that statements or sentences or shlokas or upadesha. So upadeshas or teachings have, broadly teachings have two perspectives. So one is a teaching, like a peripheral teaching, and the second is the essence of, or whatever is being hinted at or hinted through the teaching. So teaching, there is teaching, there is a way of telling. So when we ask a person as to, can you guide me to go to this place, the person will tell you the way. So first is the words that the person says. So that is peripheral, external. Externally the person says, go right, left and all. But the main part is the essence of what the person says. That means, like, okay, this is how I have to go. So the essence is what has to be grasped, not, we can say in a way, like, medium and the essence. So when we are writing a mail or when we are talking, so there is a medium, and each medium has a way. So we can't just, if it is a formal letter, we have to follow a particular pattern. We can't just immediately try out something or directly speak about the topic. So there is a way. So that way or medium is something like which is not important. Sentences or statements or teachings that Mahatmas give, like, immediately, or they can be just like the medium and the essence that is being spoken through the medium. So that essence is advaitam. So that is why that is why we have so many statements, but still the essence is just one. And as a result, many people get confused, many people get distracted, and conflicting views come out of our mind. Our mind gets conflicting views because it reads a lot of statements. So all those statements, whether those are statements about creation theory, and that is, it is Srishti-Drishti-Vadam or Drishti-Srishti-Vadam, as to how the world came, how the world can be categorized for the Panchabhuta, Panchikaranam, the body, like, I am not the body. All those are fine. I am not the body, I am not the mind. The world is an illusion. There are different ways of explaining one concept. But importance or emphasis is not on the concept as such. Or, like, we can say, emphasis is not on the teaching or the way teaching is done. Emphasis is on the essence, is in the essence. So it is not the concept per se, but that which is hinted through the concept. The subject matter, vishayam, that is what is important. And that subject matter is advaitam always. So, if we read the statements of two jnanis or two mahatmas interacting with people, we may get conflicting views. We may find, like in some places, do this. Some places, kurvanne vaiha karmani jiji visheshatam samaha evam tvai nanyate to asmin karma lipyate nare. So, Ishavasya Upanishad, in one side it says, tena tektena munjitaha du tyagam or tyage naige amrutatvamanushu. On the other side it also says, like, do action nahi kashchit chanam api jatu tiktatya karma krit karyadehi avashak karma sarva prakriti jair gunaihi tasma dhyudhyasva bharata. So Krishna in many places of Gita says, on one side, like, he says, renounce all actions. One side, like, he says, don't do any action. Brahma yajnyam, do action as Brahma yajnyam. And one side he says, jnanam sarvam karma kilam partha jnane parisamapyati. All actions end in knowledge. And on the other hand, like, he also says, nobody can get away from karma. Everybody is bound to do karma. So these are conflicting views. So these conflicting views are not conflicting per se. They are from a different perspective. So that is why a sadhaka has to always focus on the essence of the scriptures, not the scriptures per se. If we just stick on to scriptures per se, we will get diverse views. One person might say, do more dhyanam. Another person, another Upanishad might say, do anusandhanam. One Upanishad might say, do shravanam. Another might say, do mananam. So it is not about, like, how we achieve the goal. It is about the goal. The goal is important. So when we have to go to work, it is not important, like, as to whether we walk, whether we ride a bicycle, or whether we take a car or a bus. It doesn't matter whether we go through the highway or local roads. What matters is reaching the goal. So the goal is, like, important. The goal is of utmost importance than the path itself. Of course, path is also important. So it's not as important as the goal. First, goal is important, and then the path is also important, because, like, we should not get deluded by the so-called realized masters of today, who may say, like, do this dhyanam, come to me, I'll, like, within 10 days I'll give you moksha, and all those people, like, we should steer away from such people. Stay clear of such people. We should never get deluded into all those people. So the path of what we take up is also important, but the goal is what is important. If we have total focus on the goal of Advaitam, Advitiya Satyam, then automatically the path that we follow will be the right one. So if the goal of Advaitam, there cannot be many paths. There is only one path. What is the path? The path, you can term it jnanam, you can term it naishkarmyam, you can term it yogam, you can term it bhakti. All those mean exactly one thing. What is that? So that is what Shankara says as, brahma satyam jagan mithya, jivo brahma eva naparaha, anena vedhyam sat shastram iti vedanta dindima. So truth is explained, where is in simple terms by Shankara. Brahma Satyam, Brahman is the truth, Brahman is real. Jagan Mithya, this world that we see, this Dvaitam, Dvandva Bhavam, like the various objects of the world, Anityam, Asukam Lokam, as Krishna says. So this manyness that we see in this world, that is temporary, that's just an illusion. And this I that pulsates inside us, that I is one with Brahman. That I is not different from Brahman. Jivo Brahma eva naparaha. It is one with Brahman. So Brahman alone is real. And but though it is very simple, so the concept is very simple, it is explained in very simple terms, as Krishna also says, anityam asukam lokam imam prapya bhajasvamam. So having attained this temporary sorrowful world, you are in this sorrowful world, you are facing sorrow. So in amidst that, seek Ishvara, seek Advaitam, Advitiya Satyam. So it is like, what does a person has to do in order to seek, or how to seek Advaitam? So seeking Advaitam is very simple. So whatever we see, whatever we hear, whatever we think, whatever we imagine, all those, like, fill all of those with oneness, with one Ishvara, one Brahman. So whether we visualize everything as Brahman, or whether we negate everything and then focus on Brahman, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how we focus on Advaitam, but we have to focus on Advaitam. So, as Krishna says, Brahmarpanam Brahma Havihi Brahma Agnav Brahmana Hutam Brahmaivatena Gantavyam Brahma Karma Samadhina. Always have the view that this world or actions that we are doing or this world itself is a Brahma Yatnyam. What is it? It is just a yatnyam. It is an action. Action karma. This loka is karma anubhandini manishya loke. Karma anubhandam. This lokam is karma lokam. It's filled with actions. So in this karma loka, it is not a karma that we do. It is Brahma yatnyam. It is a yatnya. So Brahma arpanam. Whatever we are offering is Brahman. Brahma havihi. So whatever we are offering, havis, is Brahman. Arpanam, like whatever we, the ladle that we use, is Brahman. Brahmagnav Brahmana hutam, Agni is Brahman. So the ghee that we pour, the objects that are there, ladle, everything is Brahman. Fire is Brahman. The Homa Kundam is Brahman. And who is doing this? It is done by Brahman. Yeah, whoever is doing is Brahman. And what is to be achieved, the goal, that is also Brahman. So, Brahma Karma Samadhi, na Brahma Samadhi. Samadhi, like wherein karma, in karma we see Brahman. Echa kinchit jagat sarvam drishyate shruyate piva antar bahishchatat sarvam yapyan narayanasthitaha. So, whatever we see in this world is filled in and out with Ishvara, with Narayana, with Brahman. So, that Brahman, seeing everything as Brahman. So, Krishna also says, like, yat karoshi yat ashnasi yat juhoshi dadasi yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam. So, yat karoshi, whatever you do, yat ashnasi, whatever you offer, like whatever you eat, yat juhoshi, whatever you offer in Homakunda, dadasi yat, whatever you give to others, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, whatever tapas or austerities you do, tat kurushva madarpanam, do it as an offering unto me. Ishwarapitam Naichayakritam Chittashodakam Muktisadakam. Actions performed as an offering to Ishvara without any craving for fruit purifies the mind and thereby leads to Ishvara. So that means everything is one Ishvara, that Eka Bhavam or Samabhavam, we can say Samabhavam or Abheda Chinta or Advitiya, like Brahma Bhavana. All those are different ways to explain it. And that can happen. So that is what, like, always contemplating on one Brahman. So if we have to always contemplate on one Brahman, so contemplating on something is not very simple. So if we have to contemplate on something, we have to be convinced of it. So if we have to be convinced of it, we should have heard thoroughly about it. We should have researched. Hearing means thoroughly researching about it. So this researching, thorough researching is what Vedanta calls as Shravanam. So listening about Brahman, listening about the truth behind or beyond this world. Listening about Advaitam, Advitiya Satyam, so that is Shravanam. And once a person listens and has done proper research, then analyzing in one's own mind, yukti, using yukti, proper logic, that is mananam. So in the mind, so through the mind, using proper logic to assert whatever we have heard. And once assertion is done, once we are convinced, once the intellect is convinced about that truth, then anasandhanam, pervading this world with Ishvara. So though Balakrishnan Nair and many other Mahatmas say it is very simple to do anusandhanam, because it is very simple to understand. Yukti is very simple, Shravanam is very simple, everything is very simple. So though everything is very simple, that which is very simple is always tough to achieve. That which is very simple is always very tough. Yeah, simple things are very tough to do, to implement. So implementing simple things is very, very tough. So though it is very simple, truth is very simple, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam is very simple, yet we have to repeat it over and over again. So go over it over and over again. So the route from one place to another place might be very simple. So people will say, oh, you don't know that route, it's very simple. But though the route is very simple, just going once, whose mind is very pure, whose intellect are sharp, they may like be able to get to the goal immediately. They may be able to find the route and remember it very easily. But for majority of people, they'll have to go over and over again. They'll have to go twice, thrice, and after five or six times of going to the goal or following the route, they will be able to then achieve the goal very easily. While driving, they say, I know the route now. So, though truth is very simple, yet a person has to go through this process, regular process of Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam, over and over again. So, it is a continuous process. So, a person does some Shravanam, some Mananam, and tries to do Nididhyasanam. So, when a sadhaka does Nididhyasanam and figures out, I'm not convinced. So let me go back and try to assert again. So again, sadhaka will again come back to mananam. And when doing mananam, I'm getting this doubt. Is this right? So how can doubts be cleared? Asking a mahatma the question or listening to discourses, which means shravanam, back to shravanam. So shravanam and vidhyasanam has to be continued over and over again. So that's why Lakshmidara says here, Vidvad Bringair Nipiyatam. Again and again they have to drink this nectar. So this work is primarily Mananatmakam work. It is about Mananam, reflection. But it can also be used as a Shravanam. If we are listening, if we are learning, then that is serves as a Shravanam. And when we reflect, when we try to recollect the shlokas, when we try to remember the shlokas in our mind, that becomes mananam. And it also is a transition to nididhyasanam, because if we are able to remember the many shlokas that amratabdhairname jirnihi mrishadindi rajanmabihi, all those shlokas that I am tainted, I am advaitam, upashanta jagat jiva, shishyacharyeshwara brahmam, Svatasiddhamanadhyantam paripurnam aham mahaha. All those statements that I am one light, one consciousness, one prajnanam, in which like everything merges, even Shishya, Ishvara, Guru, all those merge. So that is like if we remembering those shlokas is also sort of anusandhanam or nididhyasanam itself. But we may have to recollect, we may have to repeat it many, many times, so drink it as much as possible again and again until it becomes natural. Until it becomes sahajam, naturally, we are unable to stay away from that thought. So that should be the state. So when people ask Amma as to how do I know I have known God, so you can know that you know God when God's thought never leaves your mind. So Brahman, Advitiya Brahman, never leaves the mind. The mind cannot forget Advitiya Satyam even if it wants. So Nechanapisa Mujyate, Shankara says that like a person who is devoid of Ahankaram, Mamam, Aham and Mama, person who is abiding as the self, such a person realizes even though he doesn't want. So, when a sadhaka's mind is filled with Brahman, filled with Ishvara, and he cannot get rid of Ishvara, cannot get rid of Brahma Chintanam, then such a person is realized. Until then, this has to be repeated over and over again. So this Advaita Makaranda is a very important work, because it deals with logic, and logic is properly arranged in shlokas, and Though it is a very short work, 26 shlokas, compared to many big works like Viveka Chodamani or Siddhanta Sara Sangraham or Upadesha Sahasri or in Panchadashi and other works, this is a very big work, a very small work. But even the 28 shlokas, the total shlokas, are very meaningful and they are highly logical. Repeating them is enough to give us moksha, but we have to go through it over and over again. So repetition is the way. So repetition is like, or lack of repetition is why many sadhakas, after following the spiritual path for many, for some years, 5 years or 10 years, they will still feel that they haven't realized that they are not benefiting at all out of being in the spiritual path or doing all those sadhana, learning all these. So that is because there has not been proper repetition. So if at any point of time we feel that we are not able to get bliss out of Vedanta Jnanam that we have achieved, that means we are not doing proper repetition. So if we are not doing proper repetition, we will have to go back and judge ourselves as to where we stand with respect to Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam. So it is my personal belief that any sadhaka with a little bit of intellect, a little bit of purity of mind, who learns this work of Advaita Makaranda, will be able to rejoice in bliss each and every time the work is remembered, each and every time the work is work goes through the mind, each and every time the work is recollected in the mind. So that is the greatness of this very beautiful work of Lakshmidhara. And as Lakshmidhara aptly says, Advaitam is the essence. So though in many places we may see Lakshmidhara refuting the notion of I am not the body, so such negation is only to lead us to Brahman. So such negation, so negation or neti neti prakriya is essential because currently we are identified. So adhyasam is there, therefore the apavadam is undertaken. So we are identified, wrongly identified with the body. So we can't directly say, I am Brahman. You are Brahman. The Guru cannot say you are Brahman because we consider ourselves as something else other than Brahman. So first the Guru has to say, you are not that and you are Brahman. So that is why all those shlokas about Na Deho, Nendriyam, Chaham and all those shlokas are in order to first negate the wrong notions that we have in our mind and then emphasizing the right notion. Of course, Lakshmidhara at the starting itself, Aham Asmi Sada Abhami Kada Chitna Aham Apriyaha Brahmeva Hamatasiddham Sachidananda Lakshanam. I exist always. I am consciousness at all times. I never hate myself. Therefore, I am one with Sachidananda Swarupa Brahman. So, initially he says, and at the end also he reiterates that. So, in between, like the negation is essential because we are identified with the body. So any sadhaka who feels that identification with the body, identification with objects of the world are there or more, such a sadhaka should immediately recollect those shlokas which negate the I to be the body, negates the I to be the mind, negates the I to be the hankaram, buddhi and all those, negates the I to be anything other than Brahman. So, this work has everything that a sadhaka needs. But the essence or emphasis is on Advaitam. So, that is why there can be cases like when we find that some concepts are conflicting with other philosophies. Ahankaram. Lakshmidhara just calls it Ahankaram. He doesn't use the term Jiva. So, is Jiva Ahankaram or is Jiva not ahankaram, but reflection of consciousness, which is not ahankaram. So all those doubts can come. whether it is whether a reflection or abhasam or avachedam, it's a limitation, it's not a reflection. It is not a limitation or a reflection, it is just an appearance. All those like conflicts can happen if we don't focus on Advaitam. The truth is very simple. Truth is, like as Shankara says, truth is very simple, that Brahman, Brahman alone exists. So Sarvam Brahmamayam. So that is the truth. Truth is as simple as Sarvam Brahmamayam. Sarvam Kaluvidam Brahma. So there is only Brahman here. Ishavasyam Idam Sarvam Yat Kincha Jagatyam Jagat. That is it. Truth is that simple. But it is not that simple to realize the truth. Though we are already the truth, it is not that easy to realize. Therefore, Tena Tyaktena Bunjitaha Tyagam. Renounce the wrong notions, renounce the name and form, renounce the Jagat and Bunjitaha. Enjoy, rejoice in Brahman. Brahman is our very nature. But that nature of Brahman can be realized, can be rejoiced only when we negate the world. And negating the world, negating the wrong notions is where we need logic. So if a sadhaka thinks that he knows the truth, he knows that Brahman alone is real, he knows that this Jagat is mithya, but still he is not able to abide in that knowledge, he gets deluded into the world more and more, then that means that such a sadhaka has to do lot of mananam. So conviction is not there. The mind or the intellect is not convinced about the truth, that it strays off. So such conviction has to be gained. And such conviction can be gained through mananam or mananatmakam works which are serve the purpose of reflection, like Advaita Makaranda or Panchadashi or any such works. So Advaitam alone is true. As Lakshmidhara in this entire work repeats over and over again, Advaitam alone is true. But depending on a sadhaka's state, a sadhaka might have to do lot of sadhana. Some sadhakas might have to do more shravanam, some sadhakas might have to do more mananam, some will have to do more nididhyasanam, some will have to even go back a little bit and do nishkama karmam, some will have to gain chitta ekagrata and then get into shravanam and nididhyasanam. So it depends from person to person. But as long as a sadhaka is able to, irrespective of whether person has purity of mind or concentration, a sadhaka can directly focus on Advaitam. If a sadhaka directly focuses on Advaitam or tries to focus on Advaitam, seeing Ishvara everywhere, remembering that there is only Brahman, then automatically the sadhaka will find that something is lacking, and whatever is being lacking will be overcome by the sadhaka himself, focusing on the goal of Advaitam. So if the sadhaka focuses on the goal of Advaitam, automatically whatever has to be done, automatically whatever the sadhaka has to really do with respect to the path will be done by the sadhaka. So there is no need of any summary of this work, because we have dealt with the work in depth. But as this last shloka gives, the summary of this work is Advaitam and Advaitam alone. So that Advaitam is the truth. And Advaitam is, as Balakrishnan Nair says, Advaitam is shouting. So this world, even this world is shouting at the top of its voice that I am Advaitam. Because whatever we see is an illusion. Whatever we see is change. Whatever changes, there has to be a changeless substratum. A changeless substratum in this case has to be Advaitam or Advitiyam. And that Advaitam is this world. This world is in fact Advaitam only. Gata kudhya adhikam sarvam mrittika matram evahi. Tadvat brahma jagat sarvam iti vedanta nindima. So even as a pot, wall and other objects made of mud are mud alone, similarly, this world that we see, this world has come from Ishvara. अजन्माद्यस्य यतः यतो वा इमानि भूतानि जायन्ते येन जातानि जीवन्ति यत् प्रयन्त्यभिसंविशन्ति तद्विजिज्ञासस्व तद्ब्रह्मेति. सो दिस् वर्ल्ड् हेज़् कम् फ्रम् ब्रह्मन् इट् इट् ईस् इन् ब्रह्मन् एण्ड् इट् मर्जेस् आन् टु ब्रह्मन् अट् द टैम् आफ् डिस्ट्रक्षन्. सो देट् विच् कम्स् फ्रम् ब्रह्मन् देट् विच् ईस् इन् ब्रह्मन् that which merges onto Brahman like cannot be different from Brahman. So even as like it's the difference or bhedam is just nama rupam. Even as various gold ornaments are just names and forms of gold. Gold alone is true. Similarly, in this case, this world that we see is just nama rupam of Brahman. Therefore, Brahman alone is real. So the world is shouting that I am Brahman, I am Brahman. But sadhak, most of the people's not ajnanis, even sadhakas, at some point of time they feel to stick on to the spiritual path. And that's why Krishna says, Manishyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yadatam api siddhanam kaschid mam veti tattvatah. Out of thousands of people, few strive for perfection. Out of those few strivers, still fewer are those who are able to stick on to the goal or stick on to the path in order to achieve the goal, and thereby like very few are those who really achieve the goal. So that's why Ashcharyavat Pashyati Kashchidenam. It is Ashcharyam, like it is very strange. It is a wonder if we find even a few jnanis or mahatmas in this world. Sorry. As Gautamananda of Ramakrishna Mission Chennai says, there are handful of jnanis, Brahmat jnanis in this world. We can count them. That is very rare. So this doesn't mean that we have to get discouraged about it. It's not discouragement. It's not a statement of discouragement. But it's a statement, it's a fact. And this fact should make us seek it with more fervor, seek it with more ardent desire. This fact should, as Amma says, like it make us more aware. So awareness, like we should proceed in the path with more awareness because we know this fact. So it is not a simple path, durgam patah tat kavayo vandanti. It's a very tough path. It is something which is secretive. It is something which is, as Krishna says, iti guhyatamam shastram. Guhyad guhyataram maya. It's a very secretive knowledge, though secretive in the sense that it is very tough to grasp. It goes against anubhavam. It goes against what majority of people in the world believe. So Anubhavam speaks about Advaitam, doesn't speak about Advaitam. And majority of people in this world believe Dvaitam. Very few who follow Advaitam. And the few who follow Advaitam, like they are also false Advaitins. They claim themselves to be Advaitins, but they just, like in the name of Advaita, they do some argument here and there, some discourses here and there, and they are not realized, nor do they want realization. They just are intellectual scholars. That's why Shankara says that Shruti Shada Nikama Anta Shodakanapi Ahaha Dhanadinda Darshanena Sadhyaha Kalushayati Chatushpadadya Binnantu Agadita Gadana Patiyasi Maya. So Maya, though we say like Maya, Advaitam alone is true, alone is real. Maya, there is a delusion. So that delusion like is what makes us think as if this world, this unreal world is real. And this delusion even deludes great scholars. So great scholars who have given hundreds of prabhashanam, who have analyzed millions of scriptural statements, who can write commentaries on advanced scriptural works. So even those people are deluded into mine, my wife, my children, my house and all those. So it very easily distracts. So this means we have to remain alert. We have to be aware, awake. So we have to remain on our toes. So when we are walking, like we will walk casually, we will not be alert. But imagine that the road is very narrow. One false step and we will, it's like both the side, it is a deep pit. Pit or like it is a kind of, it's a, on a mountain top, there is only one very narrow lane. Only one person can walk. So if we step a little outside the line, we will die. So that means we will be very alert. So that alertness should be there. So that will be there if we are always focused on Advaitam. So that is what, that is where this work comes into picture. This work again and again focuses on Advaitam, that Advaitam alone is real. Whatever is there is Brahman alone. You are Brahman. Surupameva me sattvam natu dharmo nabastava. My nature is Brahman. I am like nahinana swarupam syad ekam vastu kadachana. I am akanda ananda bodham Brahman. Akandam indivisible, blissful Brahman. It repeats over and over again. It goes through the same thing again and again and again and again. So such repetition and such focus on Advaitam will ensure that we don't get distracted. So distraction is possible very easily. Even great people have get distracted into Maya and they fall a prey to Maya, the place of Maya. Or Kamini Kanchanam we can say. So that is why the Shastras also say that focus on that goal. Focus on that goal can also be called as Mumukshutvam, burning desire for liberation. So that is why the Shastras say like Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhyo Namedayana Bahuna Shrutena Yamaivesha Vranute Tena Labhyah Tasyesha Atma Vivranute Tanum Swam. So this Atman is not known through Pravachanam, many discourses. Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhyo Namedaya, not through intellect. I have a strong intellect, I can give lot of logical statements, that doesn't help. Logic has its limitation. Logic is a product of the product of Maya. It cannot take us beyond. Namedaya na bahuna shrutena. I have attended discourses for 20-30 years. So we know of people like who attend many discourses. Are they realized? Definitely no. Okay, what have you learned from attending Paramartha's discourses? Oh, I have learned only one thing. The one thing that I have learned is Paramartha has a very sweet voice. That is what people will say. What have you learned from Paramartha's discourses? I have learned that Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. What is that? Brahman is real. The Jagat is unreal. And immediately what will happen? Wait a second, like I have to drink coffee, so let me go run. And, no coffee? What is this? I have to drink coffee. So that is how people get distracted. So, na bahuna shrutena, not through many discourses, listening to many discourses. Then how is it achieved? Yameivesha vranute tena labhyaha tasyesha atma vivranute tanum swam. He who ardently seeks the Atman, who says, I want to know the Atman, such a person knows the Atman. The Atman reveals its form to such a person, and that is what Shankara calls as mumukshutvam, and that is focus on the goal. So focusing on the goal, Advaitam, is possible through this work very easily. Because each and every shloka we can find Advaitam, unlike scriptural statements or Gita where we can interpret it wrongly. Here there is no scope for misinterpretation. Each and every shloka focuses on Advaitam. There is no doubt about that. Whether it is shloka about the Guru or the shloka about the Phalashruti shloka or experiential shloka, or Anusandhana Shloka, Negation Shloka, Sakshi Shloka, it doesn't matter. Each and every Shloka speaks about Advaitam. So there is no scope of getting distracted in this work. So such works are very easy for a sadhaka to focus and not get distracted. So, but like, just because we have, person has learned the, this work once, doesn't mean he'll get realized. So realization is something which is very tough, which is achieved after all our vasanas, all our wrong notions have been dropped off. That may take many, many years and many, many births even. But that doesn't matter. What we have to do from our side is trying to remain focused on Brahman, remain focused on Advaitam, and Vidvat Bhringair Nipiyatam, again and again go through these shlokas, again and again do Shravana Manana Vidhyasanam. So whenever possible, try to remember the shlokas. Whenever possible, whenever there is a lot of time, try to do Mananam. Whenever it is possible, try to do Shravanam. So whenever possible, trying to do all of these, whatever is possible, that a sadhaka has to do. And if a sadhaka, after learning this work, is not able to get enough time to go through the work again, do Shravanam or Mananam, is not able to do even that, then a sadhaka can just blindly remember that there is only Brahman and try to remain calm. Remember that everything is Brahman. Then what about this world? What about the activities of the world? Let the activities go on. Do activities as they have to be done. If we have to hit a person, hit a person. If we have to shout at a person, shout at a person. Whatever, it doesn't matter what action a person does. What matters is whether a person internally knows that these actions are just an illusion. It is this world, as Vidya Aranya says, it is just a nadagam. It is just a play. I am just a sakshi, deepah, sakshya avabhasakah. So I am just a deepa. I am like the lamp in the theater. The lamp, whether a person is portraying a good role in the theater, whether a person is getting, the actor is getting claps from the audience, or whether the actor is getting tomatoes or chappals from the audience, irrespective of that, the lamp remains the same. So, irrespective of whether even the people are there or not, so even when people are there, even when people are not there, swayam bhati eva purvavad. So even when people are there, even when people are not there, the lamp shines as it is. It is not affected at all. It's not affected the least. In the same way, ikshe shrunumi jigrami swadayami sprishamyaham iti bhasayate sarvam natyashalasta deepavat. Even as the lamp in the theater illumines everything, similarly, I am that Brahman which illumines all activities. These activities are just a play, it's a drama. So if we know, the moment a sadhaka remembers that this is a drama and Advaitam alone is true, and if a person cannot get convinced of that, then a person can learn the shlokas of Advaita Makaranda again. The part where Lakshmidara says, I am not the body and all those. And after that, what will happen? Like, a person will be able to remember that this is just a drama. And if we can imagine in our mind, if we think that this is just a drama, then life will become blissful because we will not get affected at all. We will do everything that we have to do. So if we lose a job, like, we'll try to get a new job. So if we have to be strict with our friends, we'll be strict with our friends. If we have to break up with our friends, we will do that. If we have to lend money to a person, we will do that. If we have to get some loan, that also we will do. So whatever we do, it doesn't matter what we are doing. It matters as to whether we remember that Brahman alone is real. So that is what is important. It is not whether a person is it's not about what a person is externally doing, but it is about what a person is internally thinking. So, Brahma Bhavana. So, internally remembering that everything is one Brahman is what is important, not external activities. And in order to strengthen our conviction that Brahman alone is there, And if once our conviction is very strong, then we'll be very easily able to implement this wherever we are. So as Shankara says, like it is, it will become like an ocean. So the ocean, like at the top of the ocean, there are waves. There is a lot of turbulence. But at the bottom of the ocean, when we go deeper into the ocean, it is still. Similarly, externally, actions are there. But the internally, a person goes more and more, it will be stillness. And in stillness, there is always peace. In stillness, there is always satisfaction. In stillness, there is always contentment. In stillness, there is always bliss. So, externally, doing a lot of actions, externally, life will be like a market. Whereas internally, it will be strong like Meru Parvatam. It cannot be moved. It cannot be shifted from the place. So that would be the state of a sadhaka. And for that, this beautiful work of Advaita Makaranda will very easily help us. So Vidvad Bhrangair Nipiyatam. We just have to do a lot of Shravanam Mananam of this work, and thereby our Nididhyasana. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that we have to wait until Shravanam Mananam is over in order to do Nididhyasana. We can start doing Nididhyasana. We can start including Advaita Brahman, Advitiya Brahma Chinta or Chintanam in our lives. Whenever possible, trying to remember that everything is Brahman. While eating, everything is Brahman. While walking, everything is Brahman. While talking to people, while in a meeting, everything is Brahman. So we can try to remember that. And in order to be able to easily remember Brahman, we can do Shravanam and Mananam of this work, which will very easily help us out. So may Amma bless us so that this very beautiful, small yet highly logical work of Advaita Makaranda help us in achieving the goal of moksha. So may Amma guide us. With this, like, we come to the end of this the analysis of this work of Advaita Makaranda. It's a very beautiful work. We can try to remember. It is just 28 shlokas. So just repeating once a day is very easy. We can at least start with that so that we are able to fill our mind with Brahman. Therefore, filling our life with bliss. And Namah Shivaya.